You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, this is cool. This is cool. They think the Kraken, remember the Kraken in Release the Kraken, Clash of the Titans, and I think there was a Kraken in Pirates of the Caribbean. They think that there really existed a Kraken-like sea monster. Scientists think that there was a giant marine dinosaur, an ichthyosaur. They found bones in a dig. Okay. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm reading this wrong. Okay, correction. The font is, like, too small. I need my reading glasses. They say this creature could actually kick the butt of an ichthyosaur. That's what they were saying, okay? And they found bones of this creature in a dig in remote areas of Nevada, in Berlin Ichthyosaur State Park. Now, Nevada, I mean, I'm in Nevada. It's landlocked. Right? Water creature kraken? I don't get it. But they say the arrangement of the bone structure leads to believe that something dragged creatures down into the water and drowned them. So now there's going to be a lot of controversy. They're going to go back and forth. Apparently, Professor Mark McMenamin from Mount Holyoke College, Massachusetts, thinks that evidence of a kraken may exist. I wouldn't be surprised. I think sea monsters exist. I believe in monsters. I think there's monsters and kooky stuff. I think there were good monsters and furry monsters, right? Otherwise, why did the idea of Sesame Street and the Muppets come out? I mean, Cookie Monster. I believe there is some sort of a. I don't doubt it. And now, get this: Russians claim there's indisputable proof of Yeti. Okay, Yeti is the Asian version of North American Bigfoot, and they say they have found evidence, strands of hair, tracks, bones. Really, they think they may have proof that there's Yeti or Bigfoot. Oh, wow. That's cool stuff to me. Okay, I know it's not medical, but any science news, Krakens and Bigfoots, I really dig that. I kind of dig that stuff. Also, what's cool, we're going to be talking about today, we talked about in the previous hour, how to tell if there's a corpse. We're going to talk about bad guy corpses. We don't want to think that the corpse was a good guy. But, if there's a bad guy corpse, how, CSI and forensic cytologists and forensic entomologists figure out how long the corpse has been dead. There's some cool stuff. There's certain things that go on in your body even after you die. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. We want to talk about that. All right. So as you can see, we've got a big, juicy show. Lots to talk about today. Also, looks like there's a rodent that is usually cancer-free. There's actually a mouse out there, or a rat, that's cancer-free. And they think they could sequence the genome and figure out how to do something similar to humans. Because if the rat's cancer-free, maybe humans could be cancer-free. So, I don't know, kind of creepy type stuff on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Pretty cool stuff, though, nonetheless. All right. But, of course, what is the most creepy are your what's the most interesting are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Don't forget, we got the cruise coming up. You got to sign up for the cruise. All right. We want to be full to capacity because then we have more fun. We have more parties, more prizes. Oh, it's going to be great. Good times. If you haven't decided what you're going to do next summer for your vacation, let me decide it for you. Okay. Now, this is kind of interesting. Now, we talk a lot about medicine in the UK. Because, we're very concerned about our medical system and, proponents of Obamacare say, but look, it works in England, it works in Canada, and then, advocates against or, people against Obamacare, like what? Well, one thing that's changing in the UK is it looks like the Department of Health wants to extend the use of electronic medical records to include a do not resuscitate type of information on your card. I guess NHS, the National Health Services, I guess, you know, recipients in the British healthcare system, they have, from what I understand, this computerized card. And please, correct me if I'm wrong. I can't wait to go to England to, you know, see what's going on. But what they want to do is have this computer database extend to paramedics so that if they come out to, a scene of an accident and they, you know, look at the computerized information and find out that you are a do not resuscitate, that you want to be left alone so you could die with your family. I guess that's what they want to do. All right. Now apparently, I see some faults with this one. Okay. I'm a little nervous. All right. What if there's a computer glitch and it says do not resuscitate or don't do anything, and that's wrong? You know, I told you all what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a tattoo on my chest saying resuscitate, please. Please continue to resuscitate, computer chip or no computer chip. Apparently, according to the NHS, they say people that can only see your medical records if you live over there would be someone involved in your care, someone that has the NHS smart card with a chip and passcode, should only look at the information if they need to do their job. But see, what if you dated somebody and they got mad at you and now they're your paramedic? I mean, I know paramedics wouldn't do that. Paramedics are good guys, but... I mean, what if your records say do not resuscitate or, you know, don't give me propofol or whatever, and you want it? Oh, that's not good. All right. They say patients have added the do not resuscitate request to the records, which has saved them and their loved ones needless distress. See, here's my thing. Okay. Here's my thing. All right. The paramedics. And ENTs, I mean, God bless them. Any of our first responders, you know, I believe there's a lot of elements of resuscitation, okay? True. Many of us do not want to be hooked up to a machine, and be intubated, you know, for decades on end. However, some of us that may be hypoxic from a pneumonia or may collapse or have something wrong could be resuscitated and then go on and still live a happy life. So, my question is if the first responders now are going to have that obstacle of, all right, well, we don't do anything, well, then, I don't even want to think about it. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 12, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $16,85.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,27.17, $863.58 for a half ounce, or $431.79 for a quarter ounce. That's $17,27.17, $863.58, and $431.79.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Local Army-Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahah.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay. So, you know, it's interesting. We talked about some of the myths that happen when the body dies and starts to decompose. And people will say, yeah, but your nails grow and your hair grows. And we talked about this. Your nails do not grow after you die and the hair doesn't grow. What happens is as you dehydrate, the skin recedes. So the nails then look longer and your hair looks longer. But no, nails and hair are not supposed to grow after you die. The skin cells die. But what seems to still go on, even after the death of a body, is you have these little nasal cilia. We talked about this on the previous hour, but for some of you that only get to listen to me an hour at a time, I want to go over this with you guys. It's kind of interesting stuff because this is how, you know, CSI people figure out how long a corpse has been dead. You have these little nasal cilia, and the cilia are those little kind of snake-like projections that kind of, it's kind of like a brush border that, you know, prevents dust and bacteria from coming into your respiratory tree. You have it in your nose. You have it along your bronchioles. We talked about cilia when we talk about smoking and nicotine. Nicotine seemed to paralyze them, which also can cause harm and can cause cancer indirectly because then you could get pollutants into your lungs easier. But with the nasal cilia, they found that they could continue to be 20 hours after you die, or somebody dies. I don't want to say you die. That freaks us out. Let's talk about, doctors don't like talking about death. We don't like talking about that. So after, let's say a bad guy, we'll talk about a bad guy corpse. Okay? Let's say after a bad guy dies, their nasal cilia can beat about 20 hours after. So if somebody is trying to figure out, forensic scientist or, forensic CSI guy type of thing, wants to figure out how long somebody has died, if their nasal cilia are still beating, it's within 20 hours. Now, also, they can look at the stomach contents. Actually, when I was in medical school, we did do autopsies, and it wasn't as freaky as I thought it would be. It was actually very, I think you're just so fascinated by seeing what's going on the inside and trying to figure out why somebody died. You just get really involved in the investigative process. But let's say, again, a bad guy is lying out there, wouldn't be in the water. It would be, somewhere outside, because I want to start talking about the bugs that seem to come on the scene. But let's say the, mortician or the coroner, takes a look at his stomach contents. Usually food in the stomach will be there about 3-4 hours before it starts going into the small intestine, large intestine. So if there's still food in the stomach, then that's a sign that, again, there's at least 3-4 hours have passed between the time of death and finding the body. Now, I know some of you think that if you swallow bubble gum is in your stomach for 20 years. No, not true. Not true. Your stomach empties after a few hours. All right. Then they look at the body temperature. And if a bad guy has died and his body temperature was 98.6, which is normal body temperature, your body temperature starts to cool at a rate of 1.5 degrees per hour. Of course, depending on, where you are. If you're in a, if you're up in Buffalo and it's really cold, your body temperature may lower, a little quicker than that. But your body temperature will cool until it gets to the surroundings. So if, your surroundings is 54 degrees and your body's already at 54 degrees, they can measure the time. But if they, or a body, I'm sorry. So if, they fight a bad guy and the bad guy's 95 degrees, then they can assume the bad guy's been dead for about 2 hours. Okay. Of course, you start getting signs of discoloration. What happens is the blood starts to pool. And again, I apologize if any of you are eating. Again, I keep telling y'all not to eat during my show. If you want me to change the disclaimer to remind you not to eat, just put the food down. You can wait. Eat on my break. Eat on break. I can't eat. Hey, if I can't eat while doing the show, you can't eat while listening to the show. Anyway, blood starts to pool because it's not being pumped, and because of gravity, it starts to settle. And if the corpse is lying there on its back, the blood settles on the back, you start getting discoloration. Usually that starts 2 hours. Within 2 hours, gravity has already set in, and it usually fixes and stops by about 10 hours. Then, rigor mortis. Rigor mortis is where the muscles start to stiffen up because they aren't getting oxygen. You got the lactic acid buildup. And so rigor mortis will start in a corpse within 15 minutes. 15 minutes. But then by about 15 hours, it's done. Once it's that stiff, it's done. And that usually takes about 15 hours. But what's also interesting that forensic entomologists are involved in are the insects that seem to come to the scene. There's insects that'll come, like blowflies will invade a corpse within minutes of death. So if, somebody gets a body and they see blowflies on there, they assume, again, it was, pretty quickly. Fresh flies, then beetles, and then some of these maggots and beetles, and there's different, genus and species that come out of the woodwork, like the Calyptrate and the Phanidae, etc. But what's interesting about these is depending on when they lay their eggs and their larvae and their pupae, they have a very predictable life cycle. So when your coroner, forensic scientist, takes a specimen, they can look at the eggs, they can look at the larvae, look at the pupae, and decide how long they, because of the types of bugs that end up coming out of the woodwork, because these bugs are attracted to the smell of rotting flesh. So, I hope it didn't gross you out, but it's really interesting what they do and how the crime scene is looked at. I mean, I didn't think biology would be, this important, but it is. You'll sit there, you'll watch these trials, and they're like, how did they know the person died 15? How do they know this? And it's actually pretty simple when you look at the science. So interesting stuff. So I hope I didn't gross you all out. But that's just, you know, okay. I did. Well, I'm sorry. Okay, you know what? Let's switch to the colon. Nobody's grossed out by the colon. If you were, you wouldn't be listening to the show. All right, so good news and medical news. Ginger has been linked to possible decreased colon cancer risk, which is phenomenal because a lot of us eat ginger. We have ginger ale. We eat ginger snaps, gingerbread men, gingerbread cookies, gingerbread houses. Now, ginger has been found, and we've known this, to decrease inflammation along the lining of the bowel. And we know this because when I was pregnant, having morning sickness, the first thing my doctor told me is eat ginger. Yeah, eat ginger snaps. Just ginger, ginger, ginger. Right? And, you know, even though ginger nauseated a lot of people on Gilligan's Island, for the most part, ginger helps become an anti-nausea medicine. And it also, like I said, decreases colonic inflammation. Well, they've linked colonic inflammation to colon cancer. So if ginger decreases colonic inflammation, there is a decrease in colon cancer. Now, this is a very, very small study. Very, very small study. I believe this was at the University of Arizona Cancer Center. They looked at only 30 participants, and they found that the less rectal inflammation and colon inflammation, the less cancer based on people and their ginger intake. Now the reason why it works is there's this PGF2. We've talked about PGF2, which is a sign of inflammation. And they found that people that have inflamed colons, and you know, a lot of you are walking around with colitis. A lot of you are walking around with irritable bowel. Try some ginger. Just a little bit. Don't overdose on it. See if it works. See if it calms things down. And so they found that PGF2 subsided and went down as people start to take ginger. These PGF2 levels decrease an average of 28%. Now, of course, you know, they did rectal biopsies and, you know, not really a fun study. What would be ideal is you have a bunch of people with no family history of colon cancer. They didn't eat a lot of, you know, hot dogs and preserved meats. And you watch them over 20 years and, you know, feed them ginger and see what happens. But again, you know, we don't have too much time to do that. We want to know now. But if really decreasing your risk of colon cancer could be linked to eating ginger, I think that's wonderful. Now, you know, is a gingerbread cookie enough? I don't know. Again, this is a small study. They only looked at 30 people. A study like this, you know, most scientists wouldn't even really, you know, give a lot of credence to. It was too small. Personally, I think it makes sense. I think it makes a lot of sense. Why not? Again, as long as you don't overdo it with the ginger. My recommendation would be maybe just add a little bit of, you know, to the food, see how it goes. I mean, I think ginger root. You get ginger as a root, don't you? See, I don't cook. I wouldn't even identify ginger root. To me, it would probably look like, you know, rhubarb or, I don't know, beets. I don't know. I'd probably mix it all up. But fascinating stuff. So, all right. Now, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back from break, I want to talk about this type of rodent who is cancer resistant. It lives long, is resistant to cancer. They've been able to map its genome and give us clues on human aging and disease. Good stuff. We're also going to be talking about what medicines and over-the-counter remedies you can't have prior to surgery. We talk about this usually every few months because people forget or they can't find my old archives. And it looks like one of my listeners was raped a few years ago, doesn't know how to get beyond that. And I think I have some ideas for them. Also, we need to talk about, which is really good news for a lot of us migraine sufferers, looks like exercise can prevent migraines. Now, a lot of us, when we get migraines, we don't want to exercise. We feel sick. We just want to throw up, put ice on our heads. But they found that exercise seems to guard against migraines. So they tested patients, had them exercise 40 times, 3 times a week, 40 minutes. And they found out that their headache pain subsided and they had less migraines. So I'm going to go exercise during break so it helps my migraine. And when we come back, we'll get to all the good, juicy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch. My LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade. Somewhere there.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Show. You know, this was a very, very interesting email, and I understand why they didn't want to call in, and they didn't, you know, obviously leave their name on the email. Doctor, I was raped 5 years ago. I have PTSD and haven't found a medication that helped. I'm waiting to see a psychologist. I can't get into a psychiatrist. I just can't get it out of my mind after 5 years. I just don't know what to do anymore. You know, when I saw this, my heart sank. I've had many patients who've been raped. We've had family members who've been raped. I don't know how anybody could get over it. I don't. I think going through something like that is devastating. There's so many things that, God forbid, we can, can happen to us. That's one of the most horrible, most tragic things. And, you know, I'll talk about some of the advice I give my patients. Of course, you know, medication for post-traumatic stress disorder, whether it's, you know, coming back from a military operation or being in a car accident or a rape. Yeah, there are medicines that are out there, and usually the medicines that help, you know, seem to help by decreasing your anxiety. You know, a lot of us, we can't get the image out of our mind. We can't get, you know, like the car accident seeing like the headlights coming. You know, you can't get that image out of your mind. So you can't sleep. You can't turn it off. So some of the SSRIs, the serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors, you know, like Zoloft and Celexa and Prozac and Paxil, we use a lot for our PTSD patients. A lot of them, unfortunately, start going on Valium and Xanax and benzodiazepines, which are very, very addictive. And, you know, the doctors feel sorry for them. And, you know, the patients are sitting there crying and they're upset and they can't sleep. So we end up going to the sedatives. And unfortunately, it's very easy to get addicted to them. Now, you know, I can't tell by this, you know, this email, you know, what she's been taking, if that, and, you know, what's helped. But, you know, I don't know what I would do in that situation. If God forbid that happened, probably, and again, it's very easy for me to say, you know, because, you know, God has, you know, just, you know, protected me, you know, from that. And unfortunately, some people have, you know, had a much rougher life than I have, but I would probably want to turn around, feel empowered, and empower other people. I mean, it's the easier route to go, and the understandable route would be to, you know, be afraid to go out there, be afraid, be agoraphobic, have a social phobia, not want to, of course, because if you were raped outside, why would you want to go outside? Why would you want to leave your house? What I would probably do is get my concealed weapons, which I have. I would probably do that so that at least I felt like I could protect myself. Now, I'm not saying go and hunt the person down. It's just I think if you're at the point where you feel like you can't leave the house and you can't, this is actually a much longer email. I don't want to go through it, but she describes what had happened was he had knocked on the door. I'm summarizing this. She opened the door. She was kind of half asleep, so she wasn't thinking. So she opened the door. He came in, forced himself on her. She thought he was going to kill her. He kind of told her to stop fighting, otherwise he'd kill her. So she let it happen, and he leaves. Doesn't know who it was. Never was able to call the police, or she called the police, gave them whatever DNA evidence she had, and nothing's been known since. So of course, she's afraid to go outside. And I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't want to go outside. But what I would probably do is I would probably get some self-defense training. I would probably want to get my concealed weapon. That's me. Now, I'm talking that's me. And what I would probably want to do is go out there and start teaching other girls what to do. Start teaching other girls how to protect themselves. You could actually turn the, I mean, I don't know why God dealt you a bad hand, but maybe you could turn something so horrible into something good for other people by teaching young girls how to, you know, prevent this from happening, teaching, you know, young people about awareness. And, maybe there's a lot of young girls where this just happened to. And you're able to hold a support group, but I would probably talk to your psychologist or talk to your pastor and think about what you could do to turn all this energy and hate and rage into something that could protect thousands of women. And maybe that will give you that little bounce in your step to get out there and, you know, get out of the house. It's scary. Like I said, I can't tell you to get out of the house because I wouldn't want to. I know if God forbid this happened to me, I would just be torn apart. I couldn't do it. But remember that gentleman, I can't think of his name. I don't know if it's Child Seekers. Remember his child was, abducted and killed. And so what he ended up doing is, you know, doing the TV show. I'm sorry if I can't, I think it's called Child Seekers and forgive me if I'm wrong. And, I can't think of his name. That's what he did. I mean, he had probably one of the most tragic things ever happened to his family. And in order to cope and, you know, turn something so tragic into something positive, he started the show that, you know, went out and tried to hunt down people that, you know, we're abducting kids. And it's tough. Again, and you know, same thing with those of you that have suffered post-traumatic stress disorder with, you know, military operations. I mean, I wonder if in the military they have programs where you could then talk to, you know, some of the new recruits. Because one, when you talk and teach, it's very therapeutic. That's why group therapy is one of my favorite therapies for me to recommend or prescribe to people, because you get to talk. Talking about it helps, but what also makes you feel better is seeing somebody go, oh my gosh, I didn't know that you helped me. Remember, a lot of us that have been hurt, we still, even if we're not in a position to help, it still makes us feel better to help. So put yourself in a position where while you're healing, you could help somebody else heal. And I know some of you are like, oh, Dahlia, that's poppycock. You know, let her, you know, still grieve and let her. I'm not telling her she's got to, you know, go out and start classes and go around the country and do a network television show. I'm not telling, you know, to do that. But I think for any of us that have suffered a tragedy, and, you know, it's 5 years and you just can't seem to, you know, get over it. And you've been going to therapy and you're able to deal with it. Maybe you're able to sleep, but you still can't get the image out of your mind. Maybe sometimes what you need to do is hit it head on and teach people about it to the point where you're numb. Where you're numb on the subject, and you could turn around and teach people how to protect themselves, how to, I guess so many different things cause post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, the accidents, like driver's ed. I remember there was somebody that talked about a horrible accident when I was in driver's ed, and it was so personal, and to see somebody who went through that, I'll never forget it. And, you know, when you know that you're helping people and you're preventing these bad things from happening to other people, that sometimes may help you deal with your problem. Maybe that's why, you know, God picked you, because he knew you'd have the strength to turn around and make good of it. I don't know, you know, but that's why you need a pastor, you need somebody to help you with this, rabbi, etc. You know, and ask them, go, why did this happen to me? And if it did happen to me, what do I do? What do I do? I don't want to sit and think about it and have it ruin my life. He ruined my life that day, that year. I mean, he ruined my life. But how do I go on where my life didn't end because of this? And, you know, have your therapist or your priest or pastor help you. A very good friend of mine ended up having stage 3 cervical cancer. She thinks that, you know, it might have been the doctor's fault. He might not have used the brush to the depth that he needed to. We've talked about HPV hiding in some older women. The HPV seemed to be up higher than where the brush reached. She had 4 normal pap smears in a row. All of a sudden had some issues and was told she had stage 3 cervical cancer, had to have hysterectomy, et cetera. And while she was upset about it, I told her, there's got to be a reason. You know, I know it's very hard to think of any good that'll come of this. Well, what happened is, I talked to a lot of doctors and, of course, keeping her anonymous, and said, you know what, maybe I would change my approach to how we do pap smears. And I changed my approach on one person who had normal pap smears the whole time, was a new patient of mine. We ended up finding cervical cancer on her. So what happened to my friend has now caused other people to be, you know, have cervical cancer found early. Sometimes you can make good out of a horrible situation. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. What meds should you not take before a surgery? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. I am so sorry. It was America's Most Wanted, John Walsh. Thank you, Donovan. Donovan, who is a man and everything for me here at GCN Live at Genesis Communications Network. Thank you, Donovan. America's Most Wanted. Why did that slip my mind? I can't believe it. Can't believe we were talking before the break about, you know, what, you know, people can do. if, you know, while they're undergoing treatment of PTSD and post-traumatic stress disorder, and if the medicines aren't working, you know, what ideas do we have? And by the way, you know, I'd love to hear any of your ideas, any of you all that have suffered anything traumatically, whether it be from your military experience, car accidents, rape, et cetera. I would love to hear what helped get you through it. I know there's no way to completely get through it. There's no way. I couldn't imagine, you know, losing a child or you know, being attacked or, you know, some of us have been molested. There's so many horrible things that can happen. But did your life end there, or were you able to do something, turn that, you know, hatred around and be able to, you know, protect other people from what happened to you? Like we had just talked about before the break, you know, I can tell you many doctors now are, you know, changing some of the ways they do pap smears. I know the guidelines tell us not to do pap smears, you know, for every 3 years if you've had a normal pap smear. Like I said, my friend, she had 4 normal pap smears in a row. Ends up having stage 3 cervical cancer, you know, can't have any more children after this. And so, you know, because of what happened to her, I know a lot of us doctors have changed our management. We've been able to catch people that, she had seen another doctor. And when she told me what happened, I had, you know, kind of spread the word. And, you know, a lot of us have changed our management and we've picked up some more cervical cancers as a result. And, you know, I don't know how, you know, I don't know if it's too early to make her feel better about what happened, but I let her know that she's been saving lives because of what happened to her. And so sometimes if you could be in a position to teach, to counsel, to help others, then maybe the trauma that you inflicted was not all in vain. And like I said before the break, go to your priest, go to your rabbi, go to your counselor, and after you try to figure out why this happened to you, your next question is, what can I do from here? What should I do? Because this happened to me, what should I do? And maybe they'll help you direct some of that energy and passion you have to protect others from what happened. And that may help you with some of the coping. Again, it's an idea. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. You know, some of you even don't think I'm a good radio host, but I'm a family doctor, and this is some of the advice I've given to my patients, and I think it's helped, okay? Who doesn't think I'm a good radio host? Come on! Really, you guys are mean, honestly. Some of you guys, you're just really, really mean, and I can hear what you say. Okay, so article came out today reminding us that if you're about to go under the knife and have surgery, you need to tell your doctor about your over-the-counter medicines and your supplements. You know, I get this all the time. I get people coming in for their pre-op physical, and their pre-op physical, they have to get an EKG, they have to get a chest x-ray, they have to get blood work, and you see on there, please avoid, you know, the day before, or 3 days before, these, or a week before, or 2 weeks before, medications like aspirin, warfarin, Coumadin, Plavix, anti-inflammatories, etc. Tamoxifen, even some blood pressure medications, okay? Not all of them, but some blood pressure medications. But what a lot of people forget is if they take zinc, if they take garlic, if they take ginkgo biloba, if they take ginger, we were talking about ginger in the beginning of the show, how ginger helps prevent against colon cancer. You know, I know a bunch of you now are probably getting some ginger. You're not really supposed to take those prior to surgery. So, you know, there's a list here that we got from Daily Mail. They say if you take Feverfew, ginger, cranberry, St. John's wort, and a lot of you take St. John's wort for moods, it's like an over-the-counter SSRI, ginseng, garlic, zinc, valerian root, a lot of you take valerian root to sleep, glucosamine, chondroitin glucosamine, a lot of you are taking glucosamine for your joints. You're about to have a knee replacement. You need to tell your doctor you're taking glucosamine for your joints. Black cohosh, cat's claw, list goes on. We've actually done a show, I don't know if it's up on my podcast, where we talked about what medicines that you should avoid and what over-the-counter medicines you need to avoid and when to avoid them prior to surgery. I'll see if I can find that show, pull it back up. If not, we revisit topics all the time on the show. But just, you know, don't forget, just because it's over-the-counter doesn't mean it's 100% safe. They're all chemicals. Your over-the-counter medications are just as chemically as your pharmaceuticals. Now, it's interesting. I'll have patients, we talk about this, that refuse to take a cholesterol medication. They say, there is no way I am going to take anything for my cholesterol. And then they bring in a bag of 7 different vitamins and supplements, red rice yeast, red yeast rice, you know, and which, of course, is a natural form of a statin, but you just can't quantitate it, so you don't know how much, you know. And I'm looking at some, like, so you're taking 7 bottles. Some of them are purple. Some of the pills are blue. Some of them smell horrible. And you're telling me that you're doing this all natural. I go, if you're really a naturalist, if you're really doing this all natural, then you wouldn't be popping these other pills. Oh, they're not pills. They're from a health food store. I go, they're a pill. Look at this cobalt blue fluorescent sucker. That's a pill. And it's bigger than the pill I want to give you. And you're taking 7 different ones of these, so you don't have to take the Lipitor, the Zocor, the Crestor. Really? Really? But it's natural, Dahlia. How natural is it? It's cobalt flipping blue. That's not natural. I mean, if you're a naturalist, then you would be, eating the vegetables. You'd be eating the fish. You wouldn't be popping nutritional supplements. So all I'm saying, and I don't have a problem with nutritional supplements, but what I'm saying is don't be hypocritical. Okay? You know, if you're not going to take a pharmaceutical, then, I want to know what your reasoning is to take 7 nutritional supplements. Because they're, you know, pharmaceuticals also. Just because they didn't come from a pharmaceutical company doesn't mean they aren't pharmaceutical. It doesn't mean they don't have chemicals in them. So just, you know, I just want us all on the same page. Okay. Now, this is interesting. This rat. Okay. There is a rat called the naked mole rat. Boy, does that sound attractive. Whew. Naked mole rat. Scientists have found that they have sequenced the full genome of this naked mole rat. I don't want any of it because I don't want a mole and I don't want to be naked. I want to keep my clothes on. But apparently these rats live long lives and they're cancer resistant. Well, what they did is they found that there's actually very similarities between this rat and the genome of the chromosome of, you know, humans. And even though there are some differences, obviously, because it's a rat, there were 8 cancer-related genes, one of which was the protein P16, which is one of the major human tumor suppressor proteins. All right? Now, obviously, if this naked mole rat is living longer and is cancer-resistant, they are upregulating or overexpressing this protein P16. And if we as humans could figure out how to do that and suppress our tumors, we could be rocking and rolling like the naked mole rat. So, interesting stuff. I don't know what they're going to do with this. I don't know if it's ever going to turn into something. But, just, boy, that sounds ugly. You know what? Just rats sound ugly, don't they? Don't they? I don't know. I really don't like. I tell you animals I like. I like octopus. I think octopuses are very, very beautiful animals because of the way they swim and their legs and their tentacles. I've been a huge fan. Okay, now, interesting in the news today. I know we're coming up on the end of the show. Oh, no. By the way, if we ever aren't live and you're listening to us, please still call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and we will play your show the next day on air. Hopefully during the time, tell us when you listen. Tell us what station and when you listen, because I would love for you to hear at least your question answered on air. And again, you don't have to give your true name. You know, you could come up with, you could say you're Iron Man. You could say, what was that superhero that got arrested? Some superhero? Some superhero was running around and he tried to break up a fight and pepper sprayed everybody. You could be that guy. I don't care. All right, guys, you all take care. Be healthy. We got another hour on GCN Live if you want to listen in. If not, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe.
Church, hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune
system. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.